Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for making this gathering this evening possible. Lord, we have looked forward unto it. Lord, we thank you for bringing your servants, Lord, safely from Kaduna down to Ibadan. We thank you, Lord, for being with him since he arrived yesterday. We are grateful unto you. Thank you for bringing this number of us to church. Lord, while we expect the rest of the people that are on their way, we pray you cook in their footsteps. Thank you for the worship service. We want to commit the entire service to your hand that you will have your preeminence, Father. Amen. Be with your servant. Give him inspiration, anointing, and unction from above to speak as your oracle.
Amen.
You know us and you know our needs. May you meet every one of us at the point of our needs.
Amen.
You remember your daughter in the hospital that you'll be with her and give her safe delivery to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal Father.
Thank you.
At the end of this service, may we have recourse to glorify your name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. Welcome ourselves to church in the name of Jesus Christ. As you have announced before, our brother is around. In person of brother Biggie Ladan. And he'll be taking this service, the preaching aspect of it. And then on Friday, we also preach for 1 hour before we do the Lord's Supper. And the service is on Sunday. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shall we pray? Gracious Lord, we are grateful again for another privilege again to come to the place that is called by your name, the house of God. We ask again, may you break the bread of life unto us, Lord. At the end of the service, we will speak like Cleopas and his friend. The Lord, our hearts born within us as he talked to us a lovely way. Granted, Father.
Amen.
For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Happy to be in church. Say amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand.
Bless
you. I don't want us to sit down. Let's turn in our scriptures very quickly to the book of Leviticus before we sit down. As we're turning, I want to appreciate the pastor Martin Sanerua
for
the confidence and the invitation given to me to be here even in his absence. I also thank Pastor Sam Ferguson for giving me a warm welcome.
I
appreciate the men of God too, my papas. God bless you, sir, for the privilege to stand behind the sacred desk. I thank Brother Joshua Adeleke.
Amodupelo Arakunrin Joshua Adeleke.
For picking me up from the airport yesterday.
To wa wa gbe mi lati
sacrifice.
Airport lana fun ifarani.
Thank you so much.
E se pupo.
I thank you all.
O ki gbogbo yin o.
God bless you. I'm happy to be here.
Ki Oluwa buko fun yin.
God bless you
lati wa pelu yin o.
I bring greetings from my wife, my children, the entire household, and the saints back in Kaduna. God bless you. Leviticus chapter 23. Sorry for keeping you standing. Let me read a few verses and we'll sit down. From verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, and holy convocation, ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are my feasts. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, at even, is the Lord's Passover.
Kí o sì wí fún wọn pé àjọ Olúwa tí ẹ̀yin yóò pè fún ìpèjọ mímọ́ wọ̀nyí li àjọ mi. Ìjọ mẹ́fà ni kí a ṣe iṣẹ́, ṣùgbọ́n ní ìjọ keje li ọjọ́ ìsinmi. Àpèjọ mímọ́ ẹ̀yin kò gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe iṣẹ́ kan nínú rẹ̀, nítorí pé ọjọ́ ìsinmi Olúwa ni nínú ìbùjókòó yín gbogbo. Wọ̀nyí li ọjọ́ ni àjọ Olúwa. Ani àpèjọ mímọ́ tí ẹ̀yin yóò pè lé àkókò wọn ní ijọ́ kẹrìnlá ọjọ́ kìíní li àpè ní àṣálẹ́ li àjọ ìrékọjá Olúwa.
And may the Lord bless the portion we have read in our hearts in Jesus' name.
Kí Olúwa kó fi
bùkún sí kíkà ọ̀rọ̀.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká jókòó.
So this evening, by the grace of God, I want to talk on the seventh feast of the Lord. Am I permitted to write?
Yes.
The seventh feast of the Lord.
I
want to read again very quickly. The book of Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 5. From verse 6. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. You can read.
Ife ìṣefefe yín kò dára. Ẹ̀yin kò mọ̀ pé ìwúkàrà díẹ̀ ni mú gbogbo ìyẹ̀fun di wíwú. Nítorí náà, ẹ mú ìwúkàrà àtijọ́ kúrò nínú yín, kí ẹ̀yin kí ó sì lè jẹ ìyẹ̀fun tuntun gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹ̀yin ti jẹ ìwúkàrà. Nítorí a ti fi ìrékọjá wa àní Kristi rúbọ fún wa. Nítorí náà, ẹ jẹ́ kí a ṣe àjọ náà kìí ṣe pẹ̀lú ìwúkàrà àtijọ́, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni kìí ṣe pẹ̀lú ìwúkàrà rankan ati iwa buburu bi ko se pelu aiwukara ododo ati otito.
God bless the reading of his words in our hearts. So tonight, for a little time, I want to talk on the seventh feast of the Lord. From where we have read, in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, he talked about the feast of the Lord. Because of time, I don't want to read the whole chapter, but we are expected to read the whole chapter and then some other verse, some other scriptures. And so when God was to bring his children out of Egypt, that was the first exodus. This is the third exodus. Brother Abraham says the first exodus and the third exodus, they are one and the same, or they are alike. In the first exodus, they had a prophet. In the first exodus, they had a dispensational prophet by the name of Moses. They had the pillar of fire. They had the pillar of cloud. And everything that had transpired in the first exodus has transpired in this third exodus. In this third exodus, we have a prophet. We have the pillar of fire. We have the pillar of cloud. And so in the first exodus, they were commanded to have a feast. Before they left Egypt, they held a feast. And so, the first time Moses appeared before Pharaoh in Exodus chapter 5, from verse 1, you can project it. He said, Pharaoh should leave the children of God. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me. Where? In the wilderness. So God had always prepared his children to have a feast with him. That song says, they come from the east and west. They come from the land of far to feast with the king, to dine as his guest. So children of God have always been a pilgrims and strangers wherever they are. Here on earth, we are pilgrims, we are strangers. We had three exoduses. First was Moses bringing out the children of God from a physical Egypt into a physical land, which is the promised land, Canaan land. The second exodus, a spiritual one, Jesus himself calling out his people out of the worship of Judaism into the worship of a true God. And now we have the third one, a spiritual exodus, pulling out the people from denomination into the bright
fold.
And so God has always loved to interact with his people, to fellowship with his people, to dine with his people, to commune with his people. But something came and broke the fellowship. And so God was determined to restore it. And so even in the first exodus, all in his backside of his mind was to pull out his people so that he can feast with them. Where? In the wilderness.
Brother Abraham says, the Old Testament is a shadow of the new. And so we are the substance. They are our image. They are our shadow. It is Israel and the church. That's why he preached Israel and the church. Whatever that happened to Israel, it's happening to the church. And so God ordained this feast. And the first time it was mentioned in Exodus 5 before
Pharaoh.
The next time it was mentioned was they were about, God was preparing to pull them out. And that's Exodus 12, the feast of the Passover. And so, when they were given the instructions for the Passover, the instruction for the Passover, it was in Egypt. But as at that time, the Levitical priest was not ordained. And so God said every man to be a priest of his house. And
if
he's the father of the house, that will apply the blood upon the lintel and the doorpost. And then when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so God gave his children 7 feasts. The 7 feasts. Feast of the Lord. The first one.
Akoko.
Is the feast of the Passover.
Oni ase irekoja.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. The first one is the feast of the Passover.
Ase akoko ni ase irekoja.
The second one
Ikeji
is the feast of the unleavened bread.
I see a Karalaiwu.
The feast of the unleavened bread.
I see a Karalaiwu.
The third one
Iketa
is the feast of the wave offering.
Ase ore ti ami.
The fourth one
Ikerin
is the feast of Pentecost.
Oje ase ajo Pentecosti.
The fifth one
Ikarun
is the feast of trumpets.
Ase ipe.
The sixth one
Ikefa
is the feast of atonement.
I say it to two.
Then the seventh one
Ikeje,
the feast of tabernacles.
I say Agwajo.
I have to write it so that you, I will not miss anyone. These are the feasts that the Lord gave the children of Israel in Leviticus 23 and other scriptures. And this is the entire journey.
They're
our earthly journey.
This
is like our all, the whole journey from now
to
when we go to the millennium. Where
we
live here. So it's a type of our journey
feast of the Passover
is
the first one. So let me take one or two. And God will help us. Let's see how
we
can go. The feast of the Passover was the first feast that was commanded by God to be offered. And you cannot jump it. You cannot come to God without having a Passover. They couldn't have come without having a Passover. And all these things that God even prepared for his children was for him to interact with his children. He has a relationship. In Genesis, when God finished creation, he connected the plant to the ground, the trees. He said, let every seed bring forth its kind. And they brought forth. And look at the trees. Now, if you disconnect that tree from the ground, it will die. Is that correct? Then when God wanted to bring fish, he connected fish to water, to the rivers. He brought from fish from the water. And said, if you remove fish from water, he disconnected it from his relationship with water, it will die. But when he came to man, God said, let us. Let us make man in our own image. He connected man to himself. And so when man is disconnected from God, he dies. And so you cannot live without God. You have to have a relationship with God. You have to be connected with God. You want to live here and live hereafter. And God knew that. And God understood that. That's why he ordained feast. For man to always have a connection with him. And the first one was the feast of the Passover. It was a sacrifice. It was a shedding of blood. There must be a shedding of blood for man to be restored back to God. Something must die. And that something must be an innocent substitute. And that lamb in Egypt, it was typing Christ. It was the lamb. Not more than a year. That's why Christ had to die as a young man. Not an old man. Not a 50-year-old man. Not a 60-year-old man. He had to die as a young man of 33. Why? Because he is the Lamb of God. John saw him right there in River Jordan. He said, behold the Lamb of God. That's the witnesses of the world. He said, behold. And when you behold, you are filled with joy. When you behold, you are filled with happiness. When you behold, you are filled with gladness. Why? Because that is your deliverance. That is your savior. That is your healing. That is your rescue. Christ, the Lamb of God.
Jesus,
that is your Passover. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And right there in Egypt, he gave them the instructions. But then, That was for them to come out.
Fun wa lati jade wa.
Immediately they came out.
Kete ti won jade.
He said, look, I want to have a feast with you.
Oni mo fe ba yin ni asimiran.
In other words, I want you to have fellowship.
Eyi to tumo si mo fe ka ni
idako. I want to have service with you.
Mo fe ni ijosin pelu yin.
I want to come and dwell amongst my people.
Mo fe gbe laarin awon eniyan mi.
And when they went out of Egypt,
igba ton si jade ko ni Egypt.
And they got to Exodus
19.
Brother Abraham said, that was their greatest mistake. Do you know that? Have you read that thing? Have you read that chapter, Exodus
19?
Where was the mistake? Where will you factor that mistake? What
is
said? The prophet of God said that was their greatest mistake.
Exodus
19.
Verse
8.
Exodus 19:8.
And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses returns words of the people unto the Lord.
Gbogbo awon eniyan na si jumo down.
Won
si wi pe o gbogbo ti Oluwa wi.
Anything God says,
Moses
said we will do it.
Moses mu oro won.
God said you will do it.
Olorun ni e o se.
Exodus 20, 10 commandments came.
Esodu o mu ashe Olorun wa.
The next day was Exodus 20.
Oh mi ta ri
Esodu. And that was a commandment.
Ti Olorun si mu.
And they couldn't keep it.
Wo si le pa mo.
They came out from. They are walking in grace. They
are
enjoying the presence of God. But the people felt they could do something to merit their salvation. But there's nothing you can do to merit your salvation. We are here by the grace of God. We believe this world by His grace. This message of the hour is a message of grace.
Do
you believe that? Say amen. The entire message is a message of grace. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing I have done that warranted me to believe this message. It's nothing but the grace of God. It's nothing but the grace of God. Do you know grace?
Ye wa mo ore ofe bi.
Do you know grace?
Yo mo ore ofe bi.
Amazing grace.
Ore ofe agbayanu.
Do you know grace?
Ye wa mo ore ofe.
Amazing grace.
Ore ofe agbayanu.
Have you heard?
Se wo ti gbo.
Have you heard how sweet the sound?
Bi ohun re se dun to.
Grace is very sweet.
Ore ofe dun.
There are many dangers.
Orisirise ewu lona.
Thorns and snares.
Lo wa nbe.
We've already come.
Sugbon ati de ati gunle.
See where we came from.
E wo bi ta tin bo wa.
E
wo bi ta de.
Do you know grace?
Do je mo ri ofe.
That's the grace of God.
Yi ni ore ofe Olorun.
I saw grace provided along.
Ore ofe o pese odo
agbada na.
Fun ire koja.
And when they were there?
Nigba ton wa nbe.
Exodus.
Ni esodu ikojade.
They were in their Exodus.
Won wa ni ikojade yi.
Then God brought in the feast.
Olorun wa mu awon ase yi wa o.
They got stuck in Exodus 19.
Won wa duro.
They didn't move any further until Numbers 10.
Won tesiwaju.
They were in one place.
Won wa loju kan.
So they had Exodus.
Won ni ikojade.
They had Leviticus.
Won si ni Leviticus.
And Numbers.
Ni Numeri.
So they were in one place.
Won wa loju kan na.
And God took this man of God
right
into heaven to attend a service. And he went to heaven and attended the service because God has something at the backside of his mind. The Bible says that he might dwell amongst his people. God wants to dwell with his people. And he had to take
Moses
to heaven to attend the service.
And after
the service,
he said,
Moses, go and replicate it.
Oh yeah, lo she atunse.
Right in there.
Ohun gbogbo to ri lori
laye. Have a tabernacle.
Lo ni agokan.
And that tabernacle
Agoyi.
Was called the tabernacle of witness.
Akwini
Agoyi. This is that our father had. The tabernacle of witness.
Where
is there in the wilderness?
Ti won ni ageju.
It was a tent.
Oje
Agoko. It was moved from place to place.
Ti won gbe kakakiri.
God gave him the instruction.
Olorun fun ni itoni na.
God gave him the order.
Olorun fun ni ilana na.
God gave him the commandment.
Olorun fun ni ase na.
That go and ordained feast.
Be jade lo ko lo gbe ko se igbe kale awon ase yi o.
Beginning from April.
Lati osu kerin.
The 14th.
E lojo kerin la re.
Up until.
Titi.
October.
Titi di osu kewa.
Remember that was their first month, the month of Abib.
Eranti osu akoko osu Abibu.
Oh glory to God.
Hallelujah.
7 months.
Osu me osu mesan.
7 churches.
Osu meje. Ibajo
meje.
7 seals. I meje.
God's number of completion.
A meje.
You believe that, say amen. Seven is God's number of completion.
O je o ka Olorun fun
pipe. Whenever God is doing anything.
Olorun ba se okohun.
Once it gets to 7.
Nigba to ba de keje.
That is all.
O pin de niyan o.
He has finished it. That's how we know that this is the last church age. Because it is the 7th church age. There will not be another one after this one. So whether you like it or not, you will shut down when the time comes. That's why he gave them the Sabbath, the law of the Sabbath. He said they shall rest on the seventh day. Why? Because God labored for 6 days. When God was making this creation, when God was creating the world, he worked for 6 days. In other words, he worked for 6,000 years. When the Bible said the church has labored in sin for the past 6,000 years, the next one is the millennium. You must shut down whether you like it or not, whether you have the energy to work or not. You must, one day you must shut down. Soon and very soon,
like
time will be up.
Akoko ni sima.
So he said, I don't believe the message.
Me,
I don't believe this message. You don't have to believe it. Maybe you are not meant to believe it. But some must believe it. It is our life. This is our life. We cannot live outside of this. Because this message is the pure Bible. You believe that, say amen.
Amen.
When God created, and then he finished his creation, and he rested on the seventh day.
Do you
know what the world does not know now? Unknown to the people of the world. That was a pattern God has set for the universe. That was a calendar for the entire world. That the world must shut down in 6,000 years. That's why he told them. He said, 6 days shall thou labor and work. In the seventh day is rest. In Israel.
In Israeli.
That's why it was a type, it was a shadow of what he has done.
As
whether you like it or not. If you are in Israel, whether you don't want to go and live or not, the law says you must rest. Whether you have extra energy, whether you take energy drink, whatever you think you have, you can do work extra.
Don't
stay shut down. You must rest. That's the pattern. It was the calendar for the whole world.
And
this is the 1,026 years.
The 7,000 years is
the millennium. We have to rest. We have to live here. And it's not for everybody. It is for those that participated in this feast. It is for those that experienced this feast. The feast of the Passover. So the feast of the Passover. and the remaining feast
ati awon asetoku
was ordained by God
ni Olorun yan fun
and still ordained by God
ti Olorun si tun yan bayi.
That's why when Jesus came
di ni ngba Jesus wa
he didn't come to abolish the law
ko wa pa ofin
re to fulfill the law
ṣugbọn wa mo ofin
ṣe he attended the feast
o si
ti ṣe awon
o pa nipa ni awon
asetoku. They actually that Passover is Christ.
That
Christ is our Passover.
Christi
so the first feast you have to experience
is
the feast of the Passover. That is the only way that diseases can pass over you. That is the only way that sicknesses can pass over you. When you are in Christ, when the Father has applied the blood, the Holy Ghost in your heart, that is the only way you can escape the corruption of this world. That is the only way you can experience the remaining six feasts. So the feast of the Passover is non-negotiable. You must accept this Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is your Passover. You believe that, say amen.
So pe ami to ba
gba
eleyi
gbo
so pe ami to ba gba gbo
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And so
bayi
when God gave them this instruction,
nigba to Olorun fun won ni awon itori
this ordinances
awon ilana won yi,
he told them that
o so fun won
they will start it
when we bere
in April
ni osu kere
the month of Abib
osu Abibu
and the 14th day
ni ojo kerin la re.
So they pick the lamb
won mu odo agutan
on the 10th
ni ojo kewa
of April
ni osu kerin ti o ni abawon.
They must observe it
o gboro yewo
for 4 days
for ojo merin
and after which
leyin re
they will kill it
opa
on the 14th day
ni ojo kerin la
which is on Friday
iti o je ojo eti.
That's your Passover.
And
so Christ was picked on a Monday.
I
was observed for 4 days. And they found out they tried him. And passed the judgment. By a cruel, cruel judge. His name is Pilate. Abraham said he's a cruel judge. That judgment that was passed is something that you cannot pass it in law. Did you hear that? If lawyers are here, I'm sure they will understand what I'm saying. You didn't hear what he said. That was the only way they can. He said, crucify him. For I find no fault in him. You don't find fault in somebody. And yet you say you should crucify him. Because God's law says it must be an innocent substitute that is qualified to die for the guilty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so only Pilate could do that job. He tried to pass it to Herod. Herod said, no, it's in your jurisdiction. You have to do it. The wife wrote a letter to him. When Abraham said, one of the palace guards came in his chariot, jumped before he passed it. He gave him a note. When he opened, he said they saw the judge shaking. His hands and his legs. He now said, bring me water, please. I don't have anything to do with this man.
The
blood of Jesus is in your hands. You cannot wash it out.
Is it
that you take it in your soul? Or you die like Pilate? And be guilty? So he passed that. So Christ became our Passover. Because he is the innocent lamb. that take it away,
to si mu ese wa,
the sins of the world,
to mu ese araye lo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Passover.
Irekoja o.
And so it was first
oje akoko
done in Egypt.
Ti a se ni Egypt.
But it became an ordinance in the wilderness.
Oh, je ashe ni
Abuja. And then Leviticus 23.
Ni Leviticus ori ketalelogun.
And so,
ntori na
every believer must experience this feast. You cannot say, I don't like the feast of the Passover. I only partake in the feast of the Pentecost. It's not possible. You must partake first. You must partake and be part and parcel of this feast of the Passover. Before you can have the feast of the unleavened bread, after the feast of the Passover, kill on Friday,
on
Saturday, is the feast of unleavened bread. So it's observed once in a day or once in a year. So you, the following day is the feast of the unleavened bread. In other words, that unleavened bread
must
not be mixed with anything. Which is the type of a communion we have. It's only flour and water. It must not be mixed with your creed. And the unleavened bread is Christ the Word.
Only Christ is
the Word must not be mixed with your ideas. That's why Moses had to be taken to heaven. You see the pattern. Jesus came in the Lord's Prayer. He said what? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is done where? How can you know the will of God if you have not been in heaven? You must have somebody to have visited heaven for you to know how it's done in heaven, to tell you how it will be done on earth. And God has to pick
Moses.
God has to tell
William Abraham
to heaven.
No sorrow.
Constellation. And when he came back, he gave us the church order. 1963. He gave us the church order.
And
this is how the service should be conducted.
Yeah, call it to
you believe that same
man.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That will be done. You know, we just say it casually. Think about it. That's why Apostle Paul said, having made known unto us the mystery of his kingdom, the will of God is a mystery. You don't just do the will of God the way you wish. You don't just do the will of God the way you feel. You have to do it the way he wants you to do it. And you can only know it by him revealing the secret to his servants, the prophets.
Amos
3:7 says, surely the Lord God will do nothing when you reveal his secret to his servants, the
prophets.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so, the feast of the unleavened bread.
I say, Karalai, we.
Feast of the Passover is on Friday.
Ni ojo eti.
Feast of the unleavened bread on Saturday.
Ni koja ojo abameta niti akaralai wu.
A feast of the wave offering is on a Sunday.
Ojo aiku ni.
The first day of the week.
We are mimi ni ojo akoko.
Christ waved his son.
Christ omi ara re.
As the first fruit.
Gege bi iru akoko.
The beginning of the creation of God.
Ibere da Olorun.
He came by the spoken word.
Oh, wa nipa oro Olorun ti a so
jade. And shall conceive.
Pe a ni awundia kan yo
loyun. And virgin conceive.
Awundia si loyun.
That was how me and you were supposed to come.
Bo se ye ki wa ati mi wa niyi.
But because of the fall.
Sugbon nitori isubu.
God permitted us to come through sex.
Olorun gba laye ka wa nipa idapo baba
ati ya. But Jesus didn't come through sex. Jesus didn't come through sex.
Jesus ko wa nipa ibalopo.
He came through the spoken word.
O wa nipa oro Olorun ti a so jade.
And a virgin conceived.
Wundi a kansi loyun.
And she brought forth.
O si bima.
And he died.
Choku.
On a Friday.
Omo na ku ni ojo
ani ojo Passover.
Ti se ire koja wa.
Nothing mingled with it.
O si kankan to dapo pelu re.
The word of loving bread.
Oro Olorun ti oni adalu.
On that faithful Sunday morning.
Ni ojo Aiku ni.
That first Easter morning.
Eti a ni ojo.
He broke the Roman seal.
O she didi Rome.
And gave us the Easter seal.
O si fun wa ni edidi Easter
ajide. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
These are the feasts that God ordained.
Won yi ni ase ti Olorun yan.
And then after this.
Leyin awon eleyi.
Wave offering.
Leyin ore ase ore ti
ami. On the 16th.
Ni
and so when you hear people say.
Nigba to ba gbo ta oyan korin.
But Israelites don't go to church on a Sunday.
Ah lo sile ijosi lojo Sunday.
Tell them it's not true.
So fun pe ko to o.
Is that they actually go to church?
Won lo sile ijosi.
For the wave offering.
Fun ore mimi.
On a Sunday.
Ni ojo Aiku.
So those were types and shadows.
Won yi ni apere ati ojiji.
Of the substance.
Ti ojulowo.
Which is Christ.
Ti se Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After them,
leyin eleyi.
They count 7 weeks.
O ka ose meje.
49 days.
Ti se ojo mokandini adota.
They count 49 days.
O ka ojo mokandini
adota. The next day.
Ojo to tele.
Will be the feast.
Yo je ase.
Of Pentecost.
Ase Pentecost.
50.
Ti se adota.
50 is Pentecost.
Adota tumo si Pentecost.
Is that correct?
Shoto.
Pent is isn't a 50.
Pentecost
is 50.
Penty.
That's why it's called Feast of Pentecost.
I say Pentecost.
Or Feast of Weeks.
Abi I say or say.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, boy, lady.
Feast of Pentecost.
I say Pentecost.
They have all received their Pentecost baptized in Jesus' name. Did you hear that?
Yeah, boy, yeah.
They were there in upper room.
Who are they? Ni Yaraoke.
Is a tarrying in the city of Jerusalem.
Ni ilu Jerusalem.
And deal with power from on high.
Titi tell fi gbagbara latoke wa.
Exactly 50 days after his resurrection.
To si.
10 days after his ascension.
Gele leyin to jidide.
He sent the Pentecost.
O soran.
He sent the Holy Ghost.
O ran mi mimo. Ojo Pentecost.
Jubilee.
Ati je jubilee.
Yeah, the jubilee.
Won ni jubilee won.
That's how we call it the day of Pentecost.
Ni ti a pise pe ni ojo Pentecost.
Exactly 50 days.
O je adota odun pele.
After his resurrection.
Leyin ti Jesu jidide.
That he sent the Holy Ghost.
Leyin adota odun yi gele lo ran emi mimo si ijo.
Hallelujah. Now,
bye.
I'm conscious of time.
I'm kiesi akoko wa.
So, have some few minutes more.
She needs a judicious.
Will you just bear with me a little?
Efara da pelu mi.
If I start reading the quotes,
I will
not be able to say more.
Ah, ile so pupo.
So you just bear with me.
To ne efara da fun wa o.
From Feast of Passover.
Lati ase irekoja.
Feast of the unleavened bread.
Ase akara laiwu.
Day interval the next day.
To jojo keji.
Feast of the wave offering. The next day.
Ase ti ore ti ami ti jojo to tele ojo Aiku.
Then the 50th day.
Leyin ado.
From wave offering.
Adota ojo.
Is the feast of Pentecost.
Ni ase ti Pentecost.
After this.
Leyin eleyi.
There's a whole lot of gap.
Opolopo aye opolopo ojo. Lowa alafo.
Did you hear that?
Je gbo eleyi.
Did you hear that?
Je gbo eleyi. Opolopo alafo.
There's so it starts from April.
O bere ni osu kerin.
And then
akoko
ye. Passover 11.
Osu akoko to je ti awon omo Israel ni April ti wa osu kerin ti a npe ni osu Abibu.
Then it stops around June.
And owa gbogbo ni which one?
That's Pentecost.
Pentecost iwaye ni bi osu kefa.
So when you sit down, you calculate. It's very easy. Just read your Bible. Don't read your Bible. Leviticus 23. To break it down for you like that. And then there's a God.
Oh, alafo to po wa.
Now, Brother Abraham said, all these things represented the seven church ages.
Gbogbo awon kan wo yi duro fun igba ijo meje.
Represented God interacting with his people.
To duro fun akoko ti Olorun ba awon eniyan re ni ibasepo pelu won.
Let me read one quote or two.
Eje ka ka ayo kankan tabi meji.
Then we continue.
Ale tesiwaju.
I hope to. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hope you enjoy the Lord.
Se en gbadun Oluwa.
Give the Lord a big hand.
Eh pa tewo fun Jesu.
When you come to feast, you must not come moody.
See
the service. God wants to interact with his people. He wants you to rejoice. He wants you to be happy. Don't be statue.
Rolling
up.
Turaka.
Break loose. And worship God. That's what feast is meant for. You believe that, say
amen.
Don't be cold in the presence of God. Feast.
I see.
It's a time of rejoicing. It's a time of rejoicing. It's a time, no dull moment.
The
psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. How many are glad here tonight? How many are glad here tonight? Shout
amen.
Break loose.
Eturaka.
Whether you are in problem.
Oya oni isoro.
Whether you are sick.
Abosha isan.
Whether you are whatever that is disturbing you.
To ba ma la koja.
God said,
Olorun wi
pe
mayo.
Again I say rejoice.
Because mo ni ke mayo.
Because your happiness, your rejoicing is not based on what you have.
Ori pe ayo yin ko da lori owo te ni.
It's not based on the money you have.
Ko da lori owo te ni.
It's not based on the account you have.
Ko da lori aso te ni.
It is because we have the Passover.
Sugbon tori pe a ni ire koja.
Christ is our Passover.
Christ ni ire koja wa.
Right in our soul.
O wa ninu okan wa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I'm so glad that I can say.
You know me do. We must say. We move on. No one. We care. Can no one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
65:02:20. God's chosen place of worship.
Ah, no one wasu. We be tell all of you. We just sing.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God's chosen place of worship.
Paragraph
15. Notice all seven Jewish feasts was kept in the same place. They never kept one feast here for Methodists, and one over here for the Baptists, and one over there for the Presbyterian, one back here for the Catholic, and one for the Protestant. All seven feasts was kept in the same place. Did you see that? Say amen. It's a very beautiful type here. We just went through the seven church ages. Going to show that God keep all seven church ages in the world. For each church age, produce part of the world. And whenever they produce it, they saw the light. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These seven feasts, when they left the wilderness and eventually settled in the promised land, Joshua gave them their placement,
Joshua,
a type of adoption. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they took their positions. There was one place that was chosen for the worship of God's children.
Fun ijosin awon omo Olorun.
And that was Jerusalem.
Ni Jerusalem.
Upon Mount Zion.
Lori oke Mount Zion.
There shall be deliverance and holiness.
Ani dandi ati wa
mimo yo wa. And the house of Jacob.
Aile Jacob.
Shall possess their possession.
Yo gba ohun ni won.
Right there in Jerusalem.
Nibe ni Jerusalem.
So no matter how rich you are.
Bo ti wo loro to.
And how poor you are.
Abi ko talaka to.
You must go there.
O gbudo lo sibe.
For your sacrifice.
Fun ebo re.
For your feast.
Fun asire.
Every year.
Ni gbogbo odun.
Every service day.
Ni gbogbo ojo isin.
Did you hear that?
Je gbo eleyi.
Whenever you disconnect yourself from the feast,
nigba kigba to ba yara re kuro ninu awon asin na,
you will die spiritually.
O ku nipa ti emi.
You will dry up spiritually.
O gbe ni temi.
It's not that I will not die, it's not that. God's instructions.
Oh yeah, ilana Olorun
says that you must go there.
O gbudo lo sibe.
That's why he said, forsake not the gathering of God's people. As the manner of some. Some will not come for the feast. But God commanded that you must go for the feast. And that feast is worship. That feast is service.
Is a different
service.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's kept in what? Jerusalem. Yes.
Jerusalem.
That's where God chose. To place his name.
That's if you look at
that time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, in that place.
Nibe.
In that place.
In Jerusalem, yo.
All the offerings.
Bo awon ebo.
God gave. If we read further, you'll see that there are Sabbaths. There are offerings. God gave the children of Israel.
A lot of our Israeli.
Some offerings that they must observe.
Awon ore ti won gbudo ma ru o.
Sacrifices.
Awon irubo to ma se akoko
is the burnt offering.
Oni ebo sisun.
They do it during feasts.
O se nigba gbogbo to ba se
at every regular Sabbath.
Ati ni isin ojo aigba ojo isin.
Burnt offering.
Ebo sisun.
Meal offering.
Ebo unje.
Peace offering.
Ebo alafia.
Trespass offering.
Ebo.
Sin offering.
Ebo eju eshe.
Read Leviticus 1, you see. Leviticus 2, you see meal offering. Leviticus 3, you see like that. Sin offering, trespass offering, like that.
A ri awon ebo ni kankan yi.
Because if you sin,
toriko to ba deshe,
you have lost your peace.
O ti so alafia re nu.
So because you have sin, you need a sin offering.
Toriko ti deshe onilo ebo alafia.
And because you have lost your peace, you need a peace offering. You say you have trespassed the laws of God. And therefore you need a trespass offering. And for everything altogether, you need a burnt offering. That will appease God. And allow you to access this feast. Without those burnt offerings. Without the peace offering. Without the sin offering. The trespass offering. You cannot access God. There must be an atonement. And so, it's not as easy as you think. Let me just explain to you one. The burnt offering. They say, when you bring a burnt offering, and eventually you slaughter it, you put your hand on it, the high priest, you connect yourself with your sacrifice,
and
it's being sacrificed. As that is supposed to be you. That is not enough. That ram or that lamb or that animal must be flayed.
Agbudo.
Do you know what flaring is? I'm sure you are familiar with it, that you will see it now.
Agbudo.
They will remove the skin. Like the way the Muslims are doing it now. When you finish removing it, you burn everything to ashes. Is that a small job? Is that a small job? Then Christ became our bond of
faith.
He was bruised for our iniquity. The testimony of our peace is our
prayer.
He said his soul was made an offering for sin. Is our sin offering. Brother Bram said all these ceremonies were summed up in Christ. We are made in Christ. Is that a small drop? The meal offering. You have read Elijah and the meal offering. He said the meal offering is for the poor people that don't have the money to buy total
dough.
Assuming you don't have money for the ram or the goat or the calf, you are expected to buy total dough. And when you are brought, this is how God is supposed to do to you. That's a terrible sin. Hold the head like this. And remove it. Yes. That's what God is supposed to do to you. Just squeeze your head. And before they will now burn it. But we have a Passover. Christ is our Passover.
Jesus Christ is our Passover.
And all those things that passed over us.
Oh,
look at him just say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm sorry, sir. Amen. God bless you.
You look up for you.
When I see the blood.
But to mobile the edge.
When I see the blood.
Go back to mobile the edge. No.
When I'm sorry.
When I see the blood. I will buy. I will. Emure or Koja. Nigga to mobile the edge. No. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass, I will pass.
One more time now.
When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood.
Before we go into a prayer session, is there anyone that would like to be remembered in prayer?
If
you just lift up your hand to God as you offer this word of prayer. Let's hold our request in our hearts. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the opportunity to be in your house. And we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to sit and to learn of you this evening. Lord, we have just heard, as the time permitted, about the seven feasts of the Lord. Dear God, it's easy for us to rehearse or to listen today. But those that have to do it practically at that time, it wasn't an easy job. Lord, even some of these animals, when they are to bring them, one has to know even their birthday. If it's 3 years old, you cannot bring 4 years old. Lord, if it's without blemish, you cannot bring anyone that has a blemish. If it is black, it must be black completely. We thank you, O living God, because you have gone to replace all these things for us in yourself when you came on the surface of the earth. We bless your holy name. Dear Jesus, may none of us overlook your simplicity.
Amen.
Lord, because you have made it so simple for us that majority of people overlook it and they trample over it. May that not be our portion, dear Father. Amen. The grace to think deeply on these things and to accept it in our heart, may you give unto us, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Bless this portion of your word to our hearts.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that your spirit will water it, dear Father,
Amen.
To bring forth its expected fruits. And whatsoever we have as individuals that has made your children to raise their hand, you are the only one that have access to the heart of your people. I pray, dear God, that you meet every need, O God, to the glory and the honor of your name.
Amen.
Whether it be spiritual, physical, material, financial, health-wise, may you meet all these things, dear Father.
Amen.
Grant it, King of Glory.
Yes.
Lord, your servant that you have used, O God, Lord, for this 1 hour, Lord, although it's been a powerful time, I pray, dear God, you replenish him for the virtue that has left him.
Amen.
And Lord, recall him, O Father, and prepare him for the next service ahead of him, Lord.
Amen.
We are looking up unto you, O God, for Friday and Sunday, Lord, that at the end of it all, when the services will be climaxing, that all of us will have a testimony that truly you have lifted us from the position we are before to a higher position.
Amen.
Let it be our testimony, dear Father.
Yes.
May our needs be met, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, King of Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for the service. Because it's a prayer meeting and we need to pray. We have plenty requests. That's how we have to be. And thank you. That's how we have to be making it to match together. And on Friday is a breaking of bread. We'll first of all give the preacher a chance to preach for 1 hour before we go into the breaking of bread. Normally we do observe it between 6 and 7, but this time around it will extend because that first 1 hour will be for preaching, and then the rest for the breaking of bread. And then on Sunday, God's servant will be taking the services. We will know on Friday if we will be taking the Sunday school inclusive. On Friday, we will know that. The Lord bless you. We have with us Miss Gold Blessing. Can you kindly rise? Gold Blessing. Who is Miss Gold Blessing? God bless you. You are welcome. God bless you. We also have Miss Ayomide. God bless you too. God bless you. Thank you for coming. You can have your seat. God bless you. The pastor sent his greetings. On Sunday, I was saying that I couldn't... After Thursday, when I spoke to him through Brad Tim Ashon's phone, we have not been able to talk. It was that Sunday evening, actually, that they were able to connect his phone to the Wi-Fi of that house. Because he did not buy a SIM to put in his phone. So if he's in the house, you can reach him on his WhatsApp, the Wi-Fi. If you didn't get him, if he's ringing, maybe his phone is maybe in the room and he's in the city room or something. If he see it, he might call you back if he's able to see the missed call. But if you don't get him at all, if he's out of the house, then the Wi-Fi will not work. So, in whichever way, he sends his greetings to everyone and it's very fine, strong and healthy. And the bad day, something they had there on Sunday was a very big one. It was a very, very big ceremony. It's even online. And it was mammoth. We thank God. Yeah, I spoke to Pastor David today, this morning, and he sent his greetings. I wasn't able to, I know he would be tired because looking at him even in the ceremony, the way they were dragging him, and it was, and his head has not been that something. I know he will need, he told me that maybe for the first time after a long time, he slept and he woke up a few minutes to 9 o'clock. He opened his curtain and saw us. I said, what happened? He looked at his time, 8:44. Which means just 16 minutes to 9 o'clock in the morning. He said, what? That he said normally wake around 4. and that is all for the day. But this time around, the thing, I know it will be now. But you know, we are young. So, I also send greetings. Our team also send greetings. And everybody is fine by God's grace. The Lord bless you. And if you send maybe WhatsApp message to Pastor, definitely he will receive it. If he didn't get it immediately, he will get it when it's with network. The Lord bless you. I say the Lord bless you. Did you enjoy the service tonight? Those who came on time, fine. So let's be in prayers for the minister and ourselves as we expect more on Friday and the subsequent ones. Shall we rise, please? One, two, five. The message of his coming. Doctor, you're welcome. God bless you.
We are looking for his call. Yes, in the clouds of heaven, coming back to us to catch away his soul. Then may we all be ready when Mina cry is given to go and reign with Christ on his throne. Hallelujah. Gladly may we herald the message of his blessed appearance. May soon his coming in glory to one and all. Then awake his saints of the Lord, wise number when he enters. His nearing bogey ready for the final. We are longing for the glory that awaits the faithful. We are longing. I'll be with you till we meet again. And every moment.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every other message of his desert appearing. Coming now.